story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
Engine 421 Pebble Avenue. This is going to be for a party that's going on here. They moved a lit fire pit into their garage. Be sending officers as well.
You're needed at Hillcrest Heights for dark black smoke coming from a chimney. Complain as a passerby.
But fire at all. There's no chimney fire. They're just poking maple syrup in the backyard.
There's not a Taco Bell for a female in the drive-thru. She's going to be in a dark Dodge Ram refusing to leave. She's upset because her Crunchwrap Supreme didn't have enough beef on it. And she's refusing to pay for a double beef.
Bell's Avenue for female physical disturbance. Their complainant's mother hit her with cooking tongs.
The Red Envoy, the male driver's going to be a Brett Farm impersonator.
You dumbass.
Dumbass.
He was just a dumbass.
Dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
Dumbass.
What a dumbass.
Alexa, who am I?
I'm talking to dumbass.
Good morning and welcome to the Dairyland Dumbass Update. Doreen, as you emcee the Caledonia Police Department Award Ceremony, I have one you can ask them about.
Okay.
From Caledonia's crime blotter, March 7th, 11 a.m., Pick and Save parking lot. Officer observed a child being transported in a fire department-themed shopping cart. The officer gave the child a police department badge sticker so the child would feel better about having to use that cart. A sticker was applied to the shopping cart as well. So
wow.
Is there a little...
I'm picking up on that.
I was going to say.
What, would the kid rather have been in the race car? Is that it?
No, in the police car.
In the police car, yeah. So I think they're going for the rivalry there.
Yeah, with the fire department.
To the fire department. Let's go to the Waukesha Police Department. This one happened at 8:30 at night. A grandfather who frequently drops his 10-year-old grandson off at Monkey Joe's on Blue Mound Road and lives about two blocks away was late in picking him up. Uh-oh. On Sunday, he'd been drinking and he fell asleep on the couch and forgot to pick him up. Ooh. He was not impaired to the point that he could not take care of the boy. Monkey Joe's wanted him advised that he must stay at the business to watch the boy since the boy's a minor.
Yeah.
Can't drop him off at 10 years old?
No, I don't think it's a babysitting service.
No.
So you can go get your drink on.
Also, in Waukesha County, 7 o'clock in the morning, a caller reports there appears to be an old inner tube floating in the pond on the opposite side of his apartment. She said she found it concerning.
Why?
An officer made a check around the pond, did not observe anything suspicious, just a lot of garbage and an old and deflated inner tube resting along the shoreline. See, that's when you're watching way too many Datelines
and
stuff.
Yeah, you must.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a inner tube.
Or was there? All right, Sherwood, Wisconsin is in Calumet County. And the Ozaukee County scanner reprinted something that was on the Sherwood, Wisconsin Facebook page for their police department.
Okay.
It says, professional tip from the police in Sherwood. When your registration is expired by 9 years and your insurance is expired by 11 years, saying it's your wife's fault is not the right answer. And then the hashtags. Hashtag, but can I please get a warning? Hashtag, bruh, you tripping.
Huh.
Hashtag that mattress though.
Huh.
Hashtag driving to the Walmart. I want to show you the mattress. I want to show you, Doreen, the picture.
I would like to just interject here and say, blaming your wife is never
a good idea.
A good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
The mattress is just sitting on top of all the other junk. It is very Sanford and Sons.
Very.
Looking. By the way, Diana said, what's he doing with the items he's hauling? Looks like the mattress has seen some things. Lisa said, wait till the wife finds out he's blaming her.
And if she didn't know before, she knows now.
Mandy said the hashtags are hysterical, but Jared actually with a little insight here. Think about it. He's actually way ahead. 9 years of registration and no insurance. He's thousands of dollars ahead.
That's true.
Minus a couple of tickets. I guess his good run has come to an end.
That's true, really, if you want to think about how much we spend in insurance.
Yeah, right.
And registration, especially if you live in the city of Milwaukee, because there's that wheel tax.
City of Nina. Caller on Lakeshore Avenue reported that somebody called their home and yelled at them to, quote, fix the internet. They don't know who it was, and when they called the number back, the person swore at them and hung up. My guess is it's somebody stealing their internet.
Probably, yeah.
city of Menasha. Officers responded after a caller at a store reported that a man and a woman entered the store, walked to the clothing section, and when the woman exited the store, the security sensor beeped. The caller asked the woman to come back inside, and she did so, stating the reason that she set off the security alarm is because she has a cyst on her arm.
Nope, that's not how it works.
The couple then fled in a car that had been stolen in Oshkosh.
That's not how those security things work.
They don't. No, they don't buzz when you have like a big zip or something.
Uh-uh. Okay. Well, it doesn't pick up on your body parts, really.
From Forest County, sheriff's deputy stopped a 27-year-old Green Bay woman for running a stop sign. A search of the woman's car turned up marijuana. A further search at the county jail revealed the woman was hiding 15 individually packed packages of crack cocaine, quote, somewhere on her body.
Uh-huh.
Or in her body.
Use your imagination there.
Next to the cyst?
Maybe,
yeah. And finally, city of Green Bay. This seems to happen on a fairly regular basis. An intoxicated man on South Webster called the police and told the dispatcher he was pranking his friend. Now he's in handcuffs and can't get out of them.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Pranking his friend.
There's more to that story.
There is way more.
There's more to that story.
Thank you, John. But it does allow me to bring you back to 2013 in the state of Illinois, when our favorite handcuff story actually manifested for the first time. I don't know if he's still a priest, but at the time he was, and here's a 911 call. This is from 2013. Here we go.
911.
Hi there. I'm stuck in a pair of handcuffs. I'm going to need help getting out before this becomes a medical emergency.
What's the problem?
I am stuck in a pair of handcuffs.
You're stuck in a pair of handcuffs?
Yes, playing with them. So I need some help getting out.
Is this a business you're at?
It is actually, yes.
Okay, what's the business?
St. Aloysius.
Okay. Where at in the building are you?
I'm in the front room. Come to the front door.
Okay, we're going to get help over there for you, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll be here.
Are you an employee there?
Yes, I am.
I'll be here.
Okay, are you the only one there?
Yes, I am.
Now he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be here.
All right, we'll get somebody over there, okay?
Thank you, sir.